Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, Joshua. I feel
What's
weird now
happening?
if I don't say hi, Joshua, at the beginning of every episode. Hi, Joshua. It's not even like
Hello.
what's up? Hey, hi, Josh.
Hello, Carla.
How are you doing? How's your week? How's your life?
Yeah. The vibes are vibing. This week has been, I'm not gonna lie, this week has been amazing, yo. First off, let's talk about it. The weather has been fuego.
Would
Good
you
vibes, good
stop?
weather. Yo,
Stop.
bro, it's been
Stop.
sunny.
You always
Good.
with your little piece.
Yeah, me. Yeah, me, Joe Biden, about to sign off on another stimulus package.
Listen.
Boom. Money. I'm catching up on all my classes. Boom. Money. My workout regimen fire. Let's go. It's beautiful.
I'm not gonna lie, I feel like this week's just been intense. I work with customers and very particular about how they want and like things, you know? So it's like it hasn't been bad. I haven't had anyone be rude to me. It's just like there's been a lot of them. I don't know where they came from.
You know what it is though? It's about to be the warm weather season, and the industry that you work in, I feel like, you know, summertime, you got to bring out the good smiles.
I haven't even thought of that, huh?
Like, if y'all don't know, Carla is the plug for all of your, we're not gonna say that.
I'm like, I'm sorry, what? No,
Is
I work in the dental industry somewhere. How did I end up in the never mind.
yo, we have no idea. Yo, we're still trying to figure out how Carla ended up working in the dental industry.
So I got a degree in business and I'm getting my master's in higher ed, but yeah, I work for a dental company. So it's like
But yeah.
2 plus 2 is 4. And 4 plus 4 is 8. What the fuck is this?
What does this mean? Like, how do you have a whole bachelor's in business
I
and a
mean,
master?
like the business does come in handy because that's what we do all day. Like doctors, like
All right. Yo. So for all our new listeners, come on, Carla, we gotta welcome them.
welcome everybody to WTF or What the Fuck Latinx, the podcast where
We talk
oh my
about
God, it's been a minute. The podcast where Carla and
Joshua.
talk about all things Latinx. We talk about our culture, our food, our history, and the most important of all, for some reason, in this podcast.
We talk about chancletas.
You
You feel me?
didn't give me the vibes. That was too low of vibes. Give me give, again.
My
Let's go again.
chancletazos.
Louder.
Chancleta.
That's it? You sound
Yo,
no
chill, bro.
energy. Chancletas.
That shit was mad loud. What are you talking about?
Chancletas. But yeah, we have an obsession with chancletas for no
Nigga,
fucking
that's
reason.
not how it's said.
Anyways, welcome where we
Chancletazo.
talk about, yeah, I like that
Anyways,
word.
the ancestral.
So the podcast where we talk about a lot of stuff that we saw growing up, that we see here in the United States, differences from being Latino and growing up in the US versus growing up in the Caribbean and different countries. And I'm excited about today's episode. We were supposed to launch it for Valentine's Day, but it's a month late. Listen, it's whatever. Love is
Listen,
love,
listen,
or
it's
whatever people
COVID.
say. This
Listen,
and this episode
everything
isn't
is
about love
COVID.
like that. So last year we had what had we talked about last year? Telenovelas. We had talked
Last
about
year,
telenovelas. So
yeah.
yeah, so this year we got a topic that's kind of like in those lines, but not really. Drum roll. Josh is still doing the effects in this podcast. Some things never change.
Let's
We're
get it.
going to be doing toxic art. Wait, toxic icons. That's the title.
Toxic, yeah, toxic icons.
Okay, cool. And okay, I remember what I was saying. So listener discretion is advised. When I say toxic, there's a new version of toxic now for this new generation, and I see that a lot on TikTok. It's so I, when I say toxic, I'm not celebrating toxic behavior in relationships or violent partners or anything like that. Like, that is not what we are talking about today. Just as a throwing that out there.
Just to
There's
clarify,
this
like
new definition for
we're not.
toxic. Yeah, there's this new definition for toxic. I don't know if you've seen it on TikTok, but basically, like, people are like, oh, yo soy tóxica. Like, it basically means, like, I'm a lot to handle. Or, like, tengo una novia que es tóxica, and then people just laugh it off. But it's like, yeah, I complain that my partner's toxic, but so am I. It keeps the relationship interesting. Anyway, it's not supposed to be a good thing, but it's becoming, like, a mainstream thing, and that's where I'm coming from. I'm coming from, like, a mainstream media point of view of toxic relationships. I do not condone like violence, domestic violence, or anything on those lines. Just throw it out there. Okay. Josh is like, fuck. <He's>... I just felt the need to say
I'm
that
here like,
because
damn, I didn't.
my person for today.
Honestly,
okay.
It's 2020.
Yeah, it's 2021. Listen, I'll never encourage behavior. So I'm like, but I do find these cases that we're going to talk about very interesting and how they've influenced the Latin culture and what the meaning of toxic is, because we consider it hot now. It's dating the bad boy, right? Dating the bad boy.
Yes, the bad boy. What's a bad boy, though? Like, how do you define a bad boy?
I don't fucking know. But defining a toxic relationship on Urban Dictionary is a relationship between two or more people who are constantly fighting or on thin ice with each other, but trying to maintain the relationship. So even though they're somewhat bad for each other, this is me paraphrasing, they keep trying to make it work. And for my toxic icon, I have chosen none other than Francisca Viveros Barradas, also professionally known as Paquita del Barrio.
Carla came through with the old school reference.
Also,
I'm pretty sure that the younger Latin generation, at least like as an artist, but I heard her music in my house.
You, it, isn't that funny? You've heard,
I've heard her lyrics before.
She isn't well known here. And yeah. I think that's one of the reasons we started this podcast is, this is someone who was in your space while you were growing up. You weren't made aware of it because you thought the Drake was cooler or like some other popular mainstream whatever.
Or I thought that Romeo Santos and Aventura was cooler.
Anyways, so I just want to give a heads up. So I'm currently reading the Paquita del Barrio Wikipedia page because that's as much research as I could do this week. I have a couple other resources, but and also known as Wikipedia translated to as Paquita from the hood.
Wait, what?
Paquita del Barrio / Paquita from the hood.
Porque that's what the barrio is, boy.
Can you just picture Paquita del Barrio, this short, like, big lady with a do-rag?
Imagine with the gold fronts on, real. Oh.
I know it's like a weird translation. It doesn't hit the same. But who is she? She is a Mexican singer, songwriter, and actress, and she is a Grammy-nominated singer of rancheras from Mexican genres. So actually, I don't know if I've mentioned it before, but like, from my mom's side, everyone's Dominican, and then my grandmother had like a million children. So one of my aunts married a Mexican. So my cousin is a person whose mom's Dominican, dad's Mexican, and she was born in Puerto Rico. So it's a whole, my family is very, very mixed everywhere. And growing up going to her house, we listened to a lot of like specific Mexican rancheras from her dad's side. So I grew up listening to her a lot of Mexican artists in general. A lot of merengue from the Dominican Republic. And there was just like music from everywhere. There was even some like Colombian music. So I'm very familiar with like being like 8 years old and having like all the drunk aunties screaming Paquita del Barrio lyrics out to their husbands who are gonna have to drive everyone later. Which is what I think about when I think of Paquita del Barrio.
That's crazy though. It's crazy to think that you grew up in like a melting pot of music like that, especially at a young age.
It starts slow, and then at the end of the night, everyone's drunk and screaming these lyrics with all the passion of their hearts.
It's interesting, right? Because it's like we engaging in quote unquote like toxic lyrics, that's leading to like maybe toxic behavior, and it's just like this whole like I feel like one vice fuels the other.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I don't think we realize just how much like music can impact the way we feel or like how we're gonna act. Like if I listen to Adele, I'm gonna cry, and I can't control it. It's just something that like just gets to me. If I'm listening to like, I'm trying to think what something to pump me up. Christina Aguilera's Fighter, I'll start screaming in the car. I'll be ready to fight someone. Always funny how the words of the music really affect how we feel about things, right?
100%. I feel like to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like to an extent, we're able to connect like to what the artist is saying. You feel me? And I feel like that's why we get even more passionate.
Yeah, absolutely. What about her career, right? So she started in Mexico City in 1970. I was not born yet. She performed at local restaurants called Colonia Guerrero, and her fans would return every week to listen to her music. That's where she gained her stage name of Paquita del Barrio. But her biggest break came in 1986 with Televisa, which is like one of like the bigger television companies, especially in Mexico, especially in that era, because I all remember todas las novelas were from Televisa. So a lot of like the Latin entertainment that we were absorbing was from companies like Televisa. They started to expose her to a very bigger audience, and then they gave her a contract with CBS. So you can see how she like she had a lot of natural growth. Like she just everywhere she went, like the people followed her because of her music. This is my favorite part, and this is the reason why I selected her as my toxic icon, because her songs usually stands against Mexican sexist male culture. So she had a difficult life, right, growing up, and she had a lot of struggles. And a lot of them were in regards to sexist men that would treat her in an abusive manners. And so the only way that she like started expressing herself was she was telling them to fuck off with her song. And then women who wanted to tell their men to fuck off would sing this shit with her. It's a whole unity thing, and I love it.
Probably it's literally but one
side. Paquita represents fuck off energy. And I'm here.
Paquita is just, she's like the...
Paquita
she's
with a P. I heard that. Toxic.
Paquita? Now. Paquita?
Yes.
Paquita del Barrio is, she's like the leader. She's the voice of a whole generation.
Of women that feel like they are unheard. Yes.
Yes.
So her songs, let's see. Which is why she was popular among female audiences. So she's often known because her music is very confrontational, and her signature phrase is "Me estás oyendo inútil," which means "Are you listening to me? Good for nothing." So she's picking a fight in her songs, like she's like going for it. And I want to go back to the concept that she is translating this energy to within her music through. Starting in the 70s, 80s, I was born in the 90s, up to like this point, you have a lot of women who feel like are being not heard, and then they're represented by like this stance against sexist male. Like you don't hear of other women questioning the man, right?
Well, especially women from like, you have to think like when she came out in that generation, I feel like women told to be subservient and real passive towards their husbands.
Yeah. So
for her to come out and like speak like how she was speaking is needed.
Yeah, so that's the thing, right? Is everywhere that you looked in entertainment, like everything would tell women that you wanted to be the main that was rescued by the rich guy who would marry you and take you away from poverty, like there's this fictitious concept that as a woman, you want to be taken care of and you can't be your own individual. Like, you're are there to praise a man. So having Paquita question and confrontate a man in like her music was like fucking wild. Like, I remember she was hated in a lot of TV shows too. They were like, oh, she's a man hater. Yeah. It was like a whole thing.
I can imagine men just feeling mad and insecure.
Insecure around her. And like, she like gives no shits. Like, she will like tell you how it is.
The listeners out there, I don't think y'all understand how detailed in her music writing she was.
I'm gonna go into it.
Like Carla, Carla's gonna break it down, but like, some of the stuff she was saying, the shit that would have a man feel insecure and super uncomfortable.
And she would just laugh it off, yeah.
Yeah, and it's crazy just because the energy is like, it's really, it's I don't give a fuck energy. It's low key a little, it's not even a little, it's super rebellious, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful to have a woman like speak her mind like that and actually be heard and embraced by thousands of other women that fucking feel the same way.
Absolutely. It says, in an interview with Miami Herald, Paquita said, I am defending woman. It is very important. I am a woman. I speak of my experiences. In her best known Rata de los Patas, which is legged rat, is the translation for the name title, and which is one of the songs I'll go into in a few. She compares her ex-lover to a variety of vermin and untrustworthy animals. And many of her albums songs came as jukebox staples in Mexican clubs and cantinas. So this is what I'm saying, that she came with this ranchera music, and if you were drinking in clubs, you wanted to fucking have like a couple tequilas and fucking scream this at men. It was like, just, she made women feel empowered, which I absolutely love.
So just to kind of piggyback off of what you were saying, that song is the number one song that is sung at every family party during karaoke.
Yes.
I've personally have videos of my mother singing that song with so much passion and energy. And let me tell you, every single man in the living room, they faces turn red, face down. They be trying to laugh it off, but I could tell that song just be irking them. It be getting to them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And then just to kind of like give a little more, so she has performed in Premios Lo Nuestro, participated in Somos El Mundo, the Spanish version of We Are the World. She was honored with the Lifetime Achievement Prize at Los Premios Lo Nuestro Awards 2016, because at this moment, she is actually currently 73 years old. Like, she's been singing for what feels like forever. Like, her career is like legendary. Like, she's been like, she's one of the longest running. Like, again, she started working 20 years before I was born, and I know who she is. That's how deep her influence is in the like Latino women. Like, I just love her fuck off energy. And then she was nominated for a annual Grammy Award in 2013 for Best Regional Mexican Music. And that was 2013. And then just a little bit on her personal life. So when she was 15 years old, she eloped with a 44-year-old.
Wait, when she was how old?
15.
15? She's still a little... Well... At least in most of our minds, she's still a little baby.
He's 40. He's 40. That's like predatory behavior. That's fucking pedophile.
Crazy, bro.
Which is the kind of behavior that has been normalized for a lot of years in our culture.
Well, what? No, keep going. Yeah, that's just crazy. What's the story behind that? Like, was that an arranged marriage? Was that a marriage where she was sold off? Like, what's the...
No, it was just seen as normal. Her marriage lasted 7 years, and she had 2 sons. And her first marriage only ended because she discovered her husband was married to another woman and had another family.
Jesus Christ.
And then her second marriage lasted 31 years and ended with her husband's death in 2000.
Hold on, I'm still contemplating like how many other relationships was she in at the time, or if any?
I don't know why you
like did she get married directly after? Because I feel like her music has so much like
so well, much. It makes sense that there's so much hatred because she was betrayed with a married. She was married to a married man.
Yo, but
she was a child.
We're talking about albums on top of albums on top of albums, though. Of just like she got that energy.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
And then
that one relationship sparked that shit. Like,
I don't even know. So, when it comes to controversy, she's been criticized by the LGBT community when she, in an interview, said that it's better for orphans to die than to be adopted by a homosexual family. And then she apologized later to the community, and she did a special performance and conference in a gay club. But obviously, like, she dug a hole. I can't even find what year she did that, but...
Well, how does that make you feel, bro? Like, what you thinking?
It makes me feel very uncomfortable because I'm like, for someone who preaches and like you encourage like a community of people, aka like women who don't have a voice, and you're defending them, why are you coming for another community that is defending? You know what I mean? Like, it's just a little bit hypocrite is what I see. This is my personal opinion, just in case. I'm not coming for fucking Del Barrio. Whatever you believe in your personal... it's like, I wish that wasn't something that did happen. But she's also very old. So it's... Oh my God. I feel like there's nothing that I can say that won't sound offensive. But I'm like, she's...
No.
She's part of this older generation that thinks different.
Nah, that's a fact. She's part of an older generation whose beliefs are like they come from religion. They're groomed and growing up in a religious atmosphere. And whether you want to or not, hit that bag, some of that shit just stays ingrained in you. Somebody tells you your whole life that that's wrong and that's wrong and that's wrong. When you become older, it's like you still think like that. And that's why there's a lot of people from that generation that have those beliefs, because they were groomed and told by their mothers and their grandparents that those things were wrong. And it's, you know, we're in a different time, in a different era. So when people like that of that age speak out against something that we're working towards bettering, it will come off like offensive. Damn, I can't speak today. But I understand like the root of it. I see where it comes. I see where those ideologies come from. It don't make it right, but I do understand.
And exist and be happy. That's my stance on that. Of course. Yeah,
let's get back on top.
So that's her.
Times have you been gone off the tequila and feeling some type of way? How many times have you?
How many what? I used to sing it when I was a kid, not knowing what it meant.
My real question is, like, now, right, you as a woman, like, have you ever had that moment where, like, you felt so much hate for a man, or, like, you felt like a man had wronged you so bad that you, like, threw on one of those songs and just, like, you know?
Not yet. I don't let men affect me.
I said, not yet. Oh, Carla's future ex-husband. Boy, don't play yourself.
But yeah, I wanted to take a moment to kind of read off a couple of lyrics so this makes sense what we're talking about. But La Canción, the song, Rata de Dos Patas.
Rata de Dos Patas.
What is it? Two-legged rat.
Two-legged, not a mouse. Mice are kind of cute. A rat, though.
It's gross, yeah.
Rata.
So I'm gonna translate the song into English, but people that know it in Spanish sing it with me at home. She starts with filthy rat, creeping animal, scum of life, badly done, subhuman, specter of hell, dumb vermin, how much harm have you done me, vermin? We haven't even reached the chorus. Like, this is just the first verse.
That's just her starting that bitch. Oh, bro, it's raw. I love it.
Poisonous snake, waste of life. I hate you and I despise you. And then it goes to the chorus, which is two-legged rat, I am talking to you. Because a creep bug, still being the most cursed compared to you, stays very small. And then the rest of the song is like, damn leech, damn cockroach, what infects where you sting? What do you hurt and what do you kill, vermin? Poisonous snake, waste of life, still being the most cursed compared to you. Hell hyena, how much I hate and despise you. I am talking to you because a creeping bug, still being the most cursed compared to you, stays very small. And that's the whole, like that over and over, like, you get the
Understand, like, mind you, like, reading those lyrics off in English doesn't really do them
point.
the
Justice
justice.
of like the rage that she sings them with.
You have to, like, to all of my younger Spanish listening audience members, y'all should definitely listen to a few of these songs so y'all can actually feel it. Y'all can feel the intensity in her voice and just the passion, which like how she sings these songs.
100%. So that was Two-Legged Rat, her number one song ever. I think that's the song that was everywhere growing up. Another song that I kind of wanted to comment, just so people can get a perspective on her music, is she has a song that's called Las Mujeres Mandan, the women are in charge, the women command. And the lyrics for that song go as is. We go with all the women of today. It is no longer worth to endure mistreatment. Raise your voice if you are the quiet victim of those damn pelagatos miscreants. It depends on you that those dresses are loose. There is a cell and only you have the key. Use the iron mop or whatever and hit them hard where you already know. Don't be afraid, no matter how big you see them. Get brave, you'll see how they become Amasang. There's some words that just don't translate. Hear women rule in those things of passion
Nah,
and
period.
bed. Don't settle for being the used woman. Do demand that he complies with you as a man. Either it pleases you or they give it a helping hand. Today, women are no longer conformists. The time has come to let our hair down. Today, they give us the full fortnight. They give for the expense, or we deny all that. Don't be afraid, no matter how big you see them. And then it kind of keeps going with, here, woman rule. We go with all women today. Today, we are queens in bed and in the living room. Our place has to give us those males. And the one who does not pull, let him hollow out the wing. I already said goodbye. Companions do not crack. Do not believe everything. They are a verb and pure peak. And as the grandfather said, do not forget, the ox is Amansa with the salt in the ocean. Do not be afraid, no matter how big they seem. Hear woman rule. So
Yeah, her lyrics hit different as a man. That should just like it makes you
that's not.
think about how you're treating your partner, like what's going on and shit, bro. Can we just talk about it? This shit is like it's a female empowerment anthem. It's giving women all the tools and all the energy to like not take shit from men anymore. Like, yo, the one line that really sticks to me, and it sticks to me because my aunt, I've actually seen domestic violence disputes, and my aunt would always
como dice ella, she says, get brave, and they get calm. When her husband would come up and try to act up, she'd get brave, and what would happen? It's a manzava. And it's just like that, just directly correlated from those lyrics. Like, I can tell that she was...
Isn't that different, though? There's a lyric there also that stood out to me, because it was like, que le tiene que dar la quincena, or if not, like, he ain't getting any. And I'm like, oh, where you think Cardi B learned it? It's from the Doña songs. They be teaching how to...
No, but this is real. Like, growing up, anytime I was around the women in my family, it was like, they would talk like that. It'd be Friday, and it's like, yo, he got to pay for my nails. He got to pay for the hair. He better pay for the food. Oh, you want to have lunch Monday through Friday? You best be putting your part in. Oh, you think the house gets cleaned by itself? You best be putting your part in. And my aunties was collecting checks, boy.
As they should, queens. What are you called? Tres veces te engañé. So, three times I cheated on you. That's what the song is called. The lyrics go as follows. Three times I cheated on you. That's the name. You who left me, I was waiting for you. I was always faithful to you. Unfortunately, today was different. I ran into someone. He believed that inadvertently. Three times I cheated on you. Three times I cheated on you. Three times I cheated on you. The first for courage, the second on a whim, and the third for pleasure. Three times I cheated on you. After those three times, I do not want to see you again. You are hearing me useless. Me estás oyendo inútil. Say you love me and that you forgive me. But what you do, I don't care anymore. Today I feel alive. I feel important. And, whew.
Let's go. Keep going. What's
there? That's the song. That's it.
That's the whole song?
Yeah. Like, remember, it goes with the music. So it's kind of like, it's cut it differently. I skipped the parts that kept repeating. But in other words, she cheated on you three times.
I want more to the story, bruh.
I know. It makes me want to know more about her marriages, but I didn't look more into it.
Who you cheated on with? El Lechero? Like, the milkman? What's happening? Who was there? Was it his brother? His uncle? Was it his...
No, I like the lyric where she's like, what you do, I don't give a fuck about anymore. She's cheated and she feels empowered, so she's like, well, fuck off. She gives that fuck off energy in a time when it was like, I don't want to say prohibited, but men wanted, like, society wanted damsels in distress. And she wasn't that.
Latin men are used to having dominance over their women.
But they like to be dominated, ain't that right?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, but they are very machista. They have a lot of macho and charisma, and it's just, you know, so somebody like her definitely threw it. I feel like I said before, man, it makes men feel insecure.
You know what's another thing too is she's a big girl. Like, when you look at her performances, I literally just stopped to show Josh. She's a big girl, and when you think of like artists, you think of all these like silicone and like lipos and like all this like beauty standards. She just sang. It was just her and her dresses and her mic and like her voice. She was just a big girl. Yeah, she had a powerful voice, so she never tried to pretend she was not something that she wasn't, right? 100%. But that's my story. That's Paquita del Barrio. What's up with you? Who's your iconic toxico?
So my iconic toxico, I'm not going to go in depth like you did, like with his whole story and his upbringing. It's someone that's more modern, and I feel like we can all relate to his music, and we've all heard his music before.
Have we now?
And it's funny because initially what sparked the idea for this episode was Carla showing me a video of Romeo Santos and I don't want to butcher her name, Paquita del Barrio.
Del Barrio, yeah, you said it right.
having a toxic back and forth where Romeo was getting...
In what show?
Sábado Gigante. Come on, bro. You know Sábado Gigante bridging fucking gaps in all sorts of cultures. He's making sure that the old heads know who the young boys are, the young boys know who the old heads are. And it was a beautiful back and forth. It was toxic lyric after toxic lyric after toxic lyric. And after three rounds, I think pretty sure unanimously Paquita del Barrio took that shit.
I know.
You feel me? But when it comes to Romeo, I feel like he's an interesting character.
Okay. Why do you say that?
I feel like his aura and the energy that he gives off is just as toxic. It's something that I feel like inadvertently it made young Spanish men feel like they had to act like him. And then with acting like him comes emulating the shit in the lyrics.
Oh no.
Nah, piensa, am I wrong though?
You're not wrong. It's just like...
It's like you have songs like Eres Mia, where he's literally telling you, like, it don't matter who you with, whoever you going out with, whatever, you always going to be my girl. You my girl. I had you first. That, like...
I just feel like it hits different because when he sings it or when he does his music videos, he always kind of did it in a somewhat respectful way. And then when guys try to imitate it, they'd be mad, disrespectful. So the message doesn't come across the same. You know what I mean?
I feel like the music gets lost in translation. I feel like his essence, maybe he's trying to be more romantic, but the way that it's taken and translated, it's like we as men, we take it too far.
Yeah.
We really try to instill our dominance. And when you mix liquor with like lyrics of deception and love and lust and shit.
And cheating, shit messy, yeah.
And cheating. And hold up. I wanted to mention a song. The one song that comes to mind is Llévame Contigo, which literally translates to like Take Me With You. And the whole song is literally Romeo talking about him not willing to let go of his love. Like, he's not trying to let go of this girl.
So, are we just not going to talk about La Cinco La Mañana? During that song, the girl is literally like, this is not love. What you have is an obsession. She just keeps telling him over and over, that's not love. Lo que tú tienes se llama obsesión. He'd be fucking obsessed with girls. And they're like, nah.
No, yo. It's funny. It's funny because that's literally like, that's a lot of dudes out here. Where they don't know how to take no for an answer. And I feel like that's where the toxicity lies. It's shit like that. So you hear a song like that and it makes you want to like, you're like, yo, you know what? I'm not going to let you go. You just playing hard to get.
Yeah, that's where consent gets like sketchy, and that's why it all gets.
And it's like it's not even the artist's fault. It's just like that's just how.
Yeah, artist is but, trying to be an artist and get a message across, and then it just yeah.
And then the shit get lost, bro. The shit get lost with like toxic masculinity and like. And dudes just feeling, you know, feeling some type of way, feeling insecure.
So one of my favorite, this is funny too, because growing up, I was like in middle school when I heard this song. But one of my favorite songs of his was El Malo. And I actually got the translation for it. So it's Bad Guy. The lyrics for that are go. He gives you his love, but you sleep with doubts. Now you see that customs is not what they appear to be. He's so sincere, contrary to my flaws, but I'm still the bad guy that you don't stop loving. Jeez. You will be the Cinderella. He will be the fool who gives pity. And I'm not even though I'm not your Prince Charming anymore. I am your love and your dilemma. And just like in the novels, in las novelas, I'm the bad guy with the virtue. He does not understand the procedure of when to kiss you and how to do it. I instead find the weak point that elevates you to excess. He does not even imagine the mysterious pact with your soul and your brain. You would have to be born again to see if in another life you fall in love with him. Woo!
Damn, bruh. Damn, bruh. Damn, do you smell the toxic?
That's not toxic. That's so toxic in a sexy way, but it's not healthy. It's like that kind of thing, you just keep going back for more. It's wild. It's toxic.
It's toxic. No, not high key, 100%.
What you got?
Another song that I was...
So...
I feel like I was thinking, damn, some of these songs are, como te digo, like music makes you feel different things, right? And just right. how some men take this shit and they spin it and they go like, you know, they go crazy with it. They go power crazy. Like, you know, they try to imitate the lyrics.
You know,
I feel like there's a duality to it. Like, I'm pretty sure there's men that listen to this shit because they're hurt.
Yes.
And they can probably relate to the fact that, like, yo, maybe Romeo or a Romeo type of dude is the dude that's in your girl's life that won't go away and that is just lurking and just making
you... I hadn't even thought of that, to be honest.
Yo, think about... Nah, but and that's how shit spirals out of control. That's where shit gets super toxic. Where you listen to a song like that and you insecure, and then you go and you go off on your significant other. You just start talking shit. You start drowning in your insecurities and
for
your...
For no reason.
For no reason, just because you heard Romeo say some slick shit and it made you feel some type of way, like, yo.
And there's liquor involved?
Oof. And there's liquor involved. So I feel like it's a duality. Some men might feel empowered, like, yeah, yo, I'm the side dude that your shorty's with and you just proposed to her. You know, like, she's still mine. I call her, she still pull up.
I completely agree.
That shit is crazy. Yo, as a woman, what's your perspective on his music? Like, what does
toxic,
it make?
Toxic, but you can't, like, I don't know.
Like, is there anything that resonates with you? Does it make you feel empowered? Does it make you feel less empowered? Does it make you feel like, is it too misogynistic? You feel like women are being used as, like, sexual objects?
Yes, but no. I think they have a touch of misogynistic. I can't pronounce that word. But it's still, girls like it because it's wrong. It's the whole center of, like, you shouldn't like someone who's calling you an object, but you still do.
It's that sense of taboo. Like,
yeah.
you shouldn't like it, you low-key kind of like it. And it's like,
I'm like, oh my God, like, he called me his.
Oh my God. And then it doesn't help that Romel's like, he's not bad looking either. So it's like,
yo,
the fantasy aspect of it is there too, which just adds to the toxicity.
Yes. I like that you pointed that out because it's definitely, they sell a fantasy. It's what it is. It's this toxic prince ideal that has had an influence in our generation, how we think about love. Like, I don't want to fall in love with someone who is going to fail me 1,000 times and still talk. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, of course.
But yeah. So I think that is it for this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. Feel free to follow us on our Instagram, Twitter, WTF Latinx, and we will see you on the next one.
Y'all take care, everybody. Peace. Wow.
Oh, okay.